How was your weekend? Did you do anything? Did you do a lot of things? Did you do absolutely nothing at all? To be honest with you, I think I was firmly in that latter section. But if you're with me on that one, never fear. Anthony Dockrell is here to run us through Weekend Warrior Tour. Fill us in on what we missed.
Yes, good morning, Tess.
Good morning, Anthony. What did
what
went down?
You may have heard on the news that Josh Frydenberg popped up on ABC's Insiders on the weekend. And I don't think this is a story we can not talk about too much. It's a really important one. Barry Cassidy pressed him on the $444 million the government is handing over to a small foundation. And surprisingly, he wasn't very forthcoming of any new details about how the decision was reached. Now, the head of the Great Barrier Reef Foundation, Anna Marsden, has said that getting the money was like winning lotto.
Yeah, that says a lot.
Well, you know what? It's just like lotto minus there's only one ticket and you win far more than you can ever imagine.
I want that sort of lotto.
Actually, it's nothing like winning lotto.
That's the sort of lotto that I would like to be involved in.
And all this came from a short meeting between Josh Frydenberg and Malcolm Turnbull. They got $444 million. Josh and Malcolm, if you're listening, please check your diaries. My time is very flexible. I'm happy to meet up for a short period of time, whatever. Coffee.
We're available. We would love $444 million. It would be great.
I'll take 10%.
Take a cut. We don't even need the whole amount.
A lot of people have been asking why this foundation. And surely part of the reason is that they would not argue the basis of the money coming their way. And the reason for this money going their way is clearly nonsense. You can't truly fight climate change and what's happening on the Great Barrier Reef without tackling climate change in a serious fashion. And if you think the NEG is going to do that, well, you've just qualified for your own show on Sky News. Because, you know, spending the money on the reef the way the government is doing is a bit like having your house on fire. And instead of dialing 000 and getting the fire brigade in, you decide to quickly renovate. Because that's what they're doing.
I mean, it makes sense.
Yeah.
Not really. But
So, look, with this decision, you know, with the government's made, I'm not saying it's corrupt. I think it's more ham-fisted and just clumsy politics in the extreme. But it's another reason why we need a federal ICAC. Because how can anyone have faith in this decision when it makes no rational sense and the government can't provide anything more than a wishy-washy answer about why they came to the decision?
And I've done a lot of research into this because I'm a nerd. But, you know, some of the connections that the Great Barrier Reef Foundation has, obviously they're not inherently meaning that everything's going to go to hell, but they're a bit questionable. You know, Anna Marsden, you mentioned just there, she's married to the ex-chief of staff who worked under Campbell Newman, the same Campbell Newman who said that...
I do think this foundation is very much connected up, but I just think that one of the major reasons was that they would never question the underlying basis of it.
Oh, God, no.
Yeah, well, if you gave it to the CSIRO, they'd be going, we could spend this money in a different way.
Yeah, or even the government's own arm, the Barrier Reef, the authority, I've forgotten the name of the actual government organisation that runs it, but you would think that the first port of call would be the government organisation.
Yeah.
You'd think.
You'd think so. Also, bittersweet news on the weekend. You would have heard on the news that Swans won a nail-biter over the Melbourne Demons. But the big takeaway was the injury to Alex Johnson. Now, I was talking about this last week, you know, and saying it was a fairy tale, and it was a fairy tale. After 5 knee reconstructions, he came back, had a great game, and he's injured his good knee.
His good knee.
His good knee. And look, I don't want to use the word over, but there's a picture on social media of a young Swans player, Nick Newman, embracing and crying with Alex Johnson. And I think that tells the story. But let's hope, you know, he'll obviously be getting scans and stuff today. Let's hope it's good news and maybe we'll see him back next year.
And, you know, I don't necessarily follow any particular sport, but you can't help but feel for someone in that situation.
Yeah.
You know, what did you just say? 5 reconstructions he's already had?
5
5?
Yeah.
And he's done his good knee.
And I was saying, you know, like any other club would have got rid of him. And the Swans almost did. They delisted him and then they decided to get him back. Let's hope the best possible outcome happens there. And finally, NASA have launched on the weekend one of their more interesting and ambitious programs. They launched a rocket taking a Parker Solar Probe, which is going to fly within 6 million kilometres of the sun. Have you heard about this?
Vaguely, but I don't know a lot of details.
Well, yeah, so to do this, to get within 6 million kilometres of the sun, and that sounds like a long way from the sun, doesn't it? But it's not.
Well, it's the sun.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is the problem.
Yeah, so the way they tried to explain it to lay people was like, imagine the Earth was only a metre away from the sun. This probe is going to be 3 centimetres from the sun.
No.
So, yeah, it's that close. And to do this, it's going to have to be the fastest flying object that the human race has ever produced. It's going to have to fly at 690,000 kilometres. That's even faster than Tom Cruise running in Mission Impossible 6.
That's fast.
Yeah, and so it's literally going to touch the sun. It's going to pass through the sun's corona, which is more or less what we would term its atmosphere. So, slip-slopping, slapping a bit of banana boat isn't going to work here.
No.
It's got a 12-centimetre thick shield, which it has to point constantly at the sun.
12 centimetres thick.
It's made of all this high-tech stuff, which I don't understand.
Hot metal.
Metal would melt.
Reflector.
It's like ceramic and foam and all kinds of high-tech stuff.
Oh, I would have thought foam would have melted.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, you're right, I guess. Depending on I'm thinking about the science right now and it's not working. I'm not sciencey enough for this. Hot, big, thick, shieldy thing.
So, fingers crossed we'll find out more about the sun.
Yeah, that'd be really interesting, actually.
Yeah, and then maybe we can give it $444 million.
To an organisation not run by a branch of the government. Thanks, Anthony. Anthony Dockrell there, running us through a weekend warrior, taking a look back at the last 48 hours or so.